Next, we'll be hearing from Ben Graydon, an advocate for change in our education systems and an active player in the expanding culture of homeschooling. He will present a cogent and informative history of public education and show how it has been designed to serve the government, not the people.
Most of us will always remember exactly where we were on September 11, 2001, when we first heard that two airliners had just crashed into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in New York City. But do we remember where we were on April 20 of 1999 when two 17-year-old students strode into their school, Columbine High in Littleton, Colorado, and opened fire on their classmates yelling, "This is awesome! This is what we've always wanted to do! Today's the day we die! And do you believe in God?" That event shocked our nation and sobered many to the reality that there are some serious problems with our education system today. But do we really understand? Do we know what's wrong with education today and how those problems came to be? Do we even know what education really is, what it requires, who must be involved in it, and why we do it the way that we do? Education is now the number one issue in every political campaign from minor local office to president. Everybody's talking about it, but few have more answers than questions. And for those who are doing something, the few who seem to have the answers, what are they doing, and why is it effective? Well, we know this much. Education is vital. Let's face it, education is exactly why you're listening to this audio seminar right now. Something was missing from the education that you got before, or you wouldn't need this education now, would you? So what exactly is education? Most of the time, we think of education as the knowledge and skills that we learn. Someone has said that education is what we remember after we forget everything that we learned. But it's more than that. If you ask professional educators what their profession is all about, they will define education something like this. Education involves the transfer of values from one generation to the next. That's right. Education is about what we think, what we believe, how we should live, what we value, what we believe is right and wrong. It's our lifelong search for truth. Our education defines what kind of person we are and what we will become.